an animal.
Dan Hampton anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal.
It's time for Dan Hampton.
Yeah. Danimal. Dan Hampton. Just a second here. Nick DiGilio, that's me, in for Steve Cochran, who is on a secret mission somewhere. By the way, you keep your text answers coming in. We have our text question out there. 312-981-7200 for your text. 312-981-7200. What television shows do you binge watch, or have you binge watched? It's going to be one of those nights where you want to stay in. You don't want to do anything but watch television. Here's a few really quick ones before we get to Dan Hampton. 815 area code, The Newsroom. I've binge watched it already, and I'm doing it again this weekend. We got Longmire is one of them. House of Cards, 815 area code says House of Cards. I understand that Dave and Andre are fans of House of Cards.
Oh, I completely binge-watched
House of Cards.
Did you wipe it out in like one sitting? Or
I wiped it out in a weekend.
I haven't quite done one sitting.
Yeah.
I'm behind. I need to catch up.
I'm behind on that one, too.
And Homeland, yeah.
Homeland. I'm behind on Homeland.
We got Game of Thrones on this list here. I binge-watched Jane the Virgin season one on Netflix. Can I just say, Jane the Virgin, very entertaining show. And the show before it, I want to mention, because nobody's really watching it. It's a great show. It's called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And it is.
I love the name.
It's a great show, and nobody's watching it.
Who's the star of that?
Rachel Bloom.
Okay.
And it's a great show. It's crazy and weird and funny, and it's also a musical. There are like three musical numbers per show, so it's pretty cool. And then we've got two or three Homelands, but I think the one that is taking up all the text here is Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is the one that I believe everybody has binge-watched. So, binge-watching is what we're talking about. You want to send your text, it's 312-981-7200. Now we got to get to Hampton. Good old Dan Hampton, sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Hamp, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning. And I'm guessing Cochran's getting ready for his binge-watching of Matlock. He's
nice.
Let's go back to them. It's either that or he's out turkey herding for next week.
I'm going with the Matlock. I think you're on to something, Hamp. I think he particularly likes watching the Don Knotts episodes. How you been, man?
But, you know, it's interesting that you brought up the crazy ex-girlfriend angle because, you know, in an abstract way, that's what we've got going on this week. And even though Mother Nature is going to try to make Denver feel at home with this little blast of snow, you know and I know that Jay Cutler and John Fox, Adam Gase, a bunch of guys on this football team, they have a little bit of a axe to grind with the organization in Denver. So it's going to be real interesting to see how not only the Bears react, but the type of, what would you call it, zeal that they play in this game. You know and I know that, you know, the first, what is it, nine games of the season, the Bears have been underdogs. Well, for the first time, they're not an underdog. They're at home. They're playing against a team that does not have an established quarterback. So this is going to be real interesting to see how the Bears react.
So they're not the underdog this week, despite the fact that Denver's 7-2.
I was making this point to Hub Arkish yesterday. I said, you know, everybody's life, you know, day to day, this week you're happy, last week you're sad, blah, blah. Think about this. 3 weeks ago, the Bears are coming off of those two losses at Detroit and then at home against Minnesota. They were roadkill. Everybody hated them. Nobody thought, you know, the team was going to do anything. And Denver was still, what, 7-0. And now, 3 weeks later, Denver's in a free fall, and the Bears are the sexy hot pick in the NFL to make the playoffs. So who knows? All I can tell you is the reason the Bears have won the last couple of weeks is pretty simple. They're doing a lot of good stuff. You know, Jay Cutler has, we said on the post game last week, we said, hey, if you said right now who is the hottest quarterback in the NFC North, it wouldn't be Aaron Rodgers. It wouldn't be Teddy Bridgewater. It wouldn't be Matt Stafford. It would be Jay Cutler. So there's a lot of good stuff, even with Forte being nicked up, Jeremy Langford's done a remarkable job of coming in. There's a lot of there's a little bit of blowback from Forte about, oh, well, nobody appreciates me. But, you know, that is truly the nature of the NFL. You have to play 16 weeks, and if you can't play, well, somebody else will. Mm. And you know that on the front end, and you can't worry about it. But all in all, there's a lot of reasons to like this little football team the Bears have put together.
That's right. All right, Hamp, hang on, okay, man?
You bet.
Dan Hampton's hanging on here. We're going to take a break. We'll have more with Dan
coming
up. Did
you just tell a Hall of Famer to hang on?
Sorry. Dan, I didn't make you mad, did I?
Oh, no, no.
Okay,
no, I like I said, I was going to TiVo some stuff here. We're getting ready for you.
All right, getting ready for the TiVo. Okay, Hamp, hang on a second. Just tell me when I make him mad, okay, Dave? That's what I want, and then I can run out of the room.
I'll let you
even
know.
Over the phone, I'm terrified of him.
Well, really good. Talented group. Much like last week, I mean, talented corners. These guys have a little bit more experience, which makes them a little bit more dangerous. They picked off quite a few balls, returned them, thing one-on-one on the outside. So you got to be wary of them.
Yeah. Nick DiGilio here in for Steve Cochran. That's Cutler. Jay Cutler talking about Denver's defense. Big game this Sunday. And Dan Hampton, Danimal, joins us, as he does every week, to talk about the preview of this game. Noon at Soldier Field. We might have a little snow. Dan, do you enjoy playing in the snow?
Oh, yeah. You know, guys, elements don't really come into play as much as you think. And I got to tell you, here it is just a few days before Thanksgiving. The field should be in perfect condition, even if they got to cover it, even if they have to get the snow out of the way. But the two things about this game that I think are really interesting is, you know, it's funny how, you know, the twists and turns of how things have changed. And when Jay Cutler was there 6 or 7 years ago, there's only one guy left from that team. And you would think that he, you know, like I said, it's like the crazy ex-girlfriend. You got to know. Yeah. Grudge to settle, but there's really nobody there that he remembers. One guy, Ryan Clady, their fine left tackle, is on injured reserve. But other than that, I don't think there's a soul on the roster that Jay played with. So, you know, I mean, this is all, you know, fun to kick around in the media. But it breaks down to whether or not we can block their defense. Because right now, Denver's defense is the dominant portion of this game. And for us to win, we've got to do it. And they're going to be without DeMarcus Ware, one of their best players. So, you know, it's doable. I just, I'm really excited about the matchup for a lot of reasons, getting to 5-5, you know, and everybody goes, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. Yes, it does matter, because if you look at the standings, I think there's only 5 teams in the NFC with a better record. So, what does that mean? It means you're in the middle of it. So, well, why not, you know, go for the brass ring?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I made this comment earlier, Hamp. You look at Jacksonville winning last night. They're 4-6, and they're, what, a half game out of first place. If the Bears were to lose Sunday, and they could still be in the race if they're in another division. As it is, they're not in bad shape, though. If they get to 5-5 with a game at Green Bay on Thanksgiving, and obviously the Packers are not operating at peak efficiency right now, who knows what's going to happen. But let's talk about the Denver defense. And I mean, guys like Von Miller and Aqib Talib, and I mean, it's kind of like it's like a Pro Bowl team. So how do you neutralize those guys?
They are an ultra speed defense, and what they like to do is, and ideally, you know, they want to get a lead and then turn that defense loose on you with the pass rush. And you know, and I know that the best way you can defeat a speed team is to pound on them and make them have to play the run, make them have to make tackle after tackle, and kind of wear them down. But it's imperative that we don't fall behind, because even with you know, Brock Osweiler, if they get a lead, then that defense becomes even more of a factor. Consequently, if we can get an early lead in this game, that defense cannot play, pin their ears back. They're going to have to play, you know, both facets of the game, and we can control it. But more importantly, you know, the quick passes, we don't want to get into a to a situation where we're down 10, 14, and then we got to, you know, go to the seven-step drop, because that is exactly what this defense is built to stop. So, hey, it's imperative on Jay Cutler. He's got to be the man, and, you know, we've talked about it this year. You look at all these different ratings. Of course, Tom Brady, Carson Palmer are having great years, but a lot of other quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, they're not playing as well. And you can put Jay not only maybe in that grouping or that category, but when you do that, it's not based on 1 or 2 weeks. He needs to be able to continue being a dominant quarterback. And again, getting the ball out quick, you know, Adam Gase has a fantastic luxury. He knows almost every one of those players on defense. He knows exactly what their strengths are and their weaknesses. It'll be real interesting to see the game plan he puts together.
And by the same token, Denver knows John Fox's tendencies, and they know Adam Gase's tendencies. How much of that familiarity with a former staff or former coach facing his old team, is that overstated at all? I mean, you guys went up against Buddy Ryan in Philadelphia after he had coached you. Does it help?
You know, I don't know if it helps, but at the end of the day, I think knowing the players means more than knowing the coach. So I think if there's an advantage, it would be for Fox. And remember, Kubiak and these guys, they've come in. They weren't there last year. So it would be just whatever lingering knowledge the players have, or Kubiak from years past matching up with John Fox teams. But all this being said, you know, the Darth Vader guy character in this movie is John Elway. John Elway is basically the reason John Fox is no longer there. You know, they won the division 4 straight years, but it wasn't good enough for John Elway. And John Elway said, hey, you know, that's, you know, getting beat at home by Andrew Luck and this Indianapolis Colts team is the final straw. Get out. And so it'll be interesting to see exactly how much impetus the Broncos put on this game. You know, and I know, you know, in their world, the Bears game is not as big as it is to us. But what you were talking about a moment ago, Mr. Cat, this is a big game. You know, and once you start winning, every game is the biggest game of the year. Well, guess what? If we lose to this game Sunday, then the Thanksgiving game almost becomes irrelevant. So, all in all, this is a mighty big game for a lot of reasons. But you win against Denver, boy, sneaking into Green Bay and stealing one against I don't want to say a dysfunctional Green Bay team, but a team that has lost its way. They've lost 3 straight for the first time in, what, 4 or 5 years? So they're struggling, and when we looked at this schedule way back in August, this looked like a really bad spot. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think the Bears are savoring it.
All right, Hamp, knowing Matt Forte is close, he didn't practice yesterday. If he's okay to go Sunday, do you play him Sunday, or do you wait? Knowing you got another game 5 days later, do you err on the side of caution and hold him out until Thursday and play him against the Packers?
Well, it's up to him. And if he is cleared and he wants to play, you let him play. And the other part of it is he doesn't get 30 carries. You know, you keep Langford, even Kadeem Carey in there. And you like I said, against a defense like this, we used to, think about platooning running backs and make them tackle 50 times during the course of a game in a small, quick speed defense. They wear down. So, I mean, I'm one of those guys that if it's all hands on deck, it means you're ready to go. But all those things being considered, yeah, you're exactly right. Do what you can do, but hey, we need to keep our eye on Thursday, because that's a critical spot in the schedule for the Bears.
All right, Hamp, real quick prediction.
19-17, Bears win another one.
All right, and Dave.
Bears 20-16 over the erstwhile Osweiler and the Broncos.
All right, and
erstwhile Osweiler.
Bears.
Sorry,
I'm going Bears.
Okay,
score.
21-17.
Good. Okay. Kev, 2017 Bears. All right. I'm going 14-6 Bears.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Hamp. We'll find out on Monday. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Go Bears.
All right, buddy. Go Bears. Got a break here. News coming up.